Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome in now, Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast. And Jake, things are starting to look a little better for the Pels and a little bit more optimistic winning four of their last five. Is it... Should we still pump the brakes, or can we start to jump on?
I think you can cautiously start to jump on, but I wouldn't be ready to proclaim this team a playoff team or even necessarily in the play-in tournament yet. Because as you look at this, the past recent run of results for them, they're catching some teams at the right time. The Lakers didn't have LeBron James or Anthony Davis. And you've looked at them beating the Dallas Mavericks. They didn't have Kristaps Porzingis or Luka Doncic. So this kind of daunting schedule that they've had has become a little bit easier. But at the same point, you can only beat the teams that are in front of you or only play the teams in front of you. And they have. And they've looked pretty convincing in some of these wins. And the point Zion thing, as I've been saying every time I come on here, is very, very real. They've had the top offense more or less since they switched to that. And the defense has risen from being just one of the worst in the league to being about the middle of the pack. With an offense like that, you don't need the defense to be elite or even all of that good. You just need it to not be really, really bad. And the Pelicans are at that point.
And, Jake, if you look at because the conversation as the seasons, pre-All-Star break, post-All-Star break, where the Pels are at, and when all of a sudden you're winning four or five games, but Lonzo Ball, listen, I think Lonzo Ball is a legit NFL starter. Point guard, I like how he changed his shot, and if you look at what he's done basically since mid-January, he's upped his game and his accuracy shooting. He can go on and on, but he's been sidelined the entire time. So what is your take going forward? Like, point Zion and the rotation are – what about Alexander Walker? Nickeil Alexander Walker, all of a sudden over the past five games, he's averaging basically 18 points a game. He's shooting 46%, including 40.5% from the three-point line on 9.5 attempts. And then he's getting 5.5 rebounds and 2.5 assists. So if you, Coach Van Gundy, how do you balance that? And you don't want to, like, all of a sudden tweak or all of a sudden being a hindrance of what's happening or what's occurring. So that has to be a tough decision. Now, people might say, well, Lonzo Ball, you can't hip flex or whatever it might be. You can't lose your starting opportunity because of that. But I don't know. If it ain't broke, what the hell are you trying to fix?
Right. You know, there's going to be an odd man out in terms of the starting lineup, at least, and minutes are going to get reduced when Lonzo Ball comes back. And, you know, it sounds like there were some degree of offers on the table for Lonzo Ball at the trade deadline. The Pelicans decided they wanted to keep him where those offers weren't good enough. They've said he says he wants to be here. I think they could be looking at him to be a long-term piece for this franchise. So it's not a guy that you're just going to keep out of the rotation and you won't give minutes to. So what's got to bend? What's got to break? Is it going to be the young guy in Nickeil Alexander Walker, who's been playing some of the best basketball of his young career so far over these past five games? Or is it the established guy in Eric Bledsoe, who I don't think has been playing very good basketball, but seems to be that guy that Stan Van Gundy trusts and that the rest of the team still really values? You saw Josh Hart really speak up for him and come to his defense in post-game interviews the other day. I'm not sure what it's going to be. Based on recent history, it sounds like you'll go back to the starting lineup of Eric Bledsoe and Lonzo Ball. But definitely, just like Jackson Hayes, Nikhil Alexander-Walker has earned these minutes, and he deserves a bigger part of the offense going forward. So I'm not sure what's going to happen, because it should be Nikhil Alexander-Walker. But based on recent history and tending to be how this team operates, it looks like it's going to be Eric Bledsoe, which I think is going to make very many people upset.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast. You're familiar with our very own Mark Menard, who's a big Pels guy. He's got a couple for you.
Yeah, Jake, you know, zeroing in a little bit on Eric Bledsoe, you know, I tried to get an answer to, during the Zoom chat with David Griffin about, you know, why we haven't seen the Milwaukee Bucks Eric Bledsoe down here in New Orleans. And you know, he kind of said it was a different fit and all that stuff. I'm sure you saw what he said.
Yeah, he's dealing with the young players and all that. That's a bunch of BS.
But, you know, my question is, why do you think the rest of the team is so quick to jump all over, you know, a question about Eric Bledsoe and defend him when he hasn't shown it on the court?
You know, so one, it's a good thing these players are coming to his defense, right? It's far better, especially with what we were dealing with today with J.J. Redick,
right,
than throwing him under the bus or a sign of, like, discontent. You like this sort of thing. They're not dodging the question or anything like that. They're vehemently coming to his defense. And while he hasn't played great, I do think recently he's played a little bit better. He scored in double figures the past three games for the team. They're 2-1 over those three-game stretch. And even in that loss against Denver, he played pretty good. He has moments where he shows you why people didn't think it was that much of a downgrade from Jrue Holiday to Eric Bledsoe.
Moments. Now, Jake, you said moments. There's been moments. Come on, he can't hold Jrue Holiday's jog. Come on.
No, I agree with you. There's times when he shows real good flashes of it. The problem is, like a lot of this team, it's really, really inconsistent. Four games ago, he scored 2 points. The game before that, six. The one before that, seven. If you go back to that game against Cleveland, he was 0-for-4 in 20 minutes. He didn't score a point. And they won. And he wasn't a big part of that. At a certain point, if you're trying to make a run, you need to put the best players out there and put them in the roles. And Eric Bledsoe is not out playing guys like Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Lonzo Ball, and you could argue that Kyra Lewis Jr., the rookie, is out playing him. But there is something is running some of these young guys into the fire a little bit too early, and you need to bring them along slowly. There is something to be said for that. Look at Jackson Hayes. You know, he needed a benching to kind of figure out his play and how he fits in with this team. So I think they're a little wary about throwing a guy like Kyra just in there, and let's play him 36 minutes. You do develop at times on the bench and in practice and not just going out and making the same mistake over and over and over again out there on the court. I don't think they see Eric Bledsoe as a long-term answer. I think the reason you're seeing him still play, even if it's only for brief moments when he looks really good, because they're thinking long-term and sacrificing a little bit this year to make sure that these guys aren't set up to fail, particularly Kyra.
Now, you know, Jake and everyone, Mark, you can chime in. Everyone can chime in because to me, when I look at Zion and his physical presence, to me, is unbelievable. 20-plus points, you know, 23, 24 games, the most in NBA history. It goes on and on. When you consider his dominance and where he's at, I mean, I even said this last night, I think. If Zion can develop a mid-range jumper, a consistent, or even a three-point shot, he's going to be unstoppable. When you look at Shaquille O'Neal, you look at all the great players. I mean, Jake, are we going to take advantage of Zion, or is it going to be another, like, when you look at a monumental player like Chris Paul, and then all of a sudden he goes by the wayside, Antonio Davis? Come on. In New Orleans, we've hit the lottery getting players like AD and getting like players like Zion. We got to take advantage of this. Come on. Because then if we don't, then the basketball got to go somewhere else. Might as well go to Seattle or whatever. Because to me, we have the players. Can we take advantage of this?
look, you know, that's what they're trying to do, right? And I think it's still a little bit early in this rebuild, reload, you know, kind of building up for the future to really know whether that's going to be the case or not. And, you know, there's issues in the future that are going to complicate that too. In right. terms of Zion, though, saying if he develops a jumper or something like that, how much is he going to dominate? Bobby, he's already dominating right now, and he doesn't have that.
Right, right. He'd be invincible.
As good as possible, you know? I don't know if he needs to develop a three-point shot or a mid-range jumper, because look at what he's doing. Even look at that game against the Boston Celtics, right? That was a team that knew he was going to go left because he's left-handed every single time. And they put five guys to the left to try and take it away. You know what he did? He scored over him every single time, pretty much. That buzzer beater he more or less hit at the end of the third quarter was ridiculous.
There are
five guys within 2 feet of him trying to defend him. And 2 feet is not like a lot of distance in the NBA with the arm, you know, the wingspan these guys have, right? And he still scored on them. I'm here to tell you, he does not need a jumper. He does not need a three-point shot to dominate. If he adds it, it'll open things up even more. But he will continue to dominate like this.
Well, Jake, the reason why I say this, and how he can attack the basket. If he develops a jumper or a three-point shot, he'll be better than King James, better than LeBron. Hello? You look at Michael Jordan. You look at LeBron James. If what Lonzo could do right now, and you continue to do that, and you can hit a three-point shot or a mid-range jumper, you can't stop him. It'd be unbelievable. You cannot stop him. He'd be the best in NBA history.
This is where kind of building around him is a little bit tricky to a degree, because I've seen a lot of people talk about the spacing on the court with Steven Adams, with Anthony Hayes, with shooters around him like Eric Bledsoe and some others, right? And he doesn't have space to operate. That's a myth. Zion doesn't need space to operate because he's very clearly capable of scoring over people at a very high percentage too. There's games where he's shooting over 80% from the field, and right. You don't do that if the lack of space is bothering you. The reason you need shooters on this team, and this is going to inform their team building going forward, is because Zion's the space. When you have five guys collapsing on him when he's under the basket, you need guys that are going to hit down the open shot that he's going to kick the ball out to. Because, he can pass, right? That gets lost in some of this. Point Zion, he's playing like a point guard. He's not playing like a big man back to the basket, Shaq-like, slow, lumbering, posting up. He's driving from the three-point line. Defense collapses on him, and he kicks the ball out. This is what we wish Lonzo Ball would do, except Zion Williamson is the one doing it. You need shooters around him because you need guys to convert those looks, because he's going to keep kicking out because he wants to make the right basketball play. And you need guys that are going to shoot close to 40% because they're going to get so many open looks. And when you start converting on those, this team looks like it could have the best offense in the league for years going forward.
I agree.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast. Jake, what do you make of J.J. Redick's torching of the front office of the New Orleans Pelicans?
That's an old bitter player.
Yeah, I want to hear Jake. I want to hear Jake.
Come on, Jake. Come on.
I have some empathy for him in this situation, right? Like, I don't have kids, but I can understand certainly that it's tough to be separated from them, and COVID's complicating that a whole lot more. For a guy who's at the tail end of his career, family is very clearly important to him. I understand him wanting to go be near them. I don't really fault him for that. And if he says he had a promise from David Griffin and David Griffin went back on that, it's not an ideal thing.
It's never a promise unless it's written in a contract.
I don't really fault the Pelicans trading him. Like, they got to do what's best for the franchise. I don't think the assets they got for him in James Johnson and Wesley Iwundu are really anything good. That second-round pick right now is projected to be the 51st pick out of 60. Is that worth the PR hit you take in this? I don't really know, likely because that second-round pick, which is kind of the centerpiece of that trade for New Orleans, it's likely never going to suit up for the team. But at a certain point, get something for nothing. Right?
We'd have to buy out his contract, and I'll get something for nothing. But Jake, why did that transpire? I mean, he was outstanding in the bubble, and then he couldn't make jack when the season started. I mean, that's what happened with J.J. Redick.
He personally did this to himself.
Yeah, come on.
He did this to himself.
Hello, I agree.
A bad defender, and he couldn't hit three-point shots for a really long time. This is the worst season he's had in over 10 years.
I agree.
Don't expect to get traded to a team of your choice when you're playing bad basketball.
No, come on. Even you got old, spalled veterans. You can have young guys that are spalled. But to me, listen, I'm on the Pell side when this would occur with J.J. Redick.
No, I'm with you. Look, I understand it. I kind of get both sides on this. I get the human element with it, too. But at the same point, you're trying to win a championship. You're trying to maximize building around Zion. You're in a small market where there's disadvantages to it. You got to take every chance you got.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast. Check him out wherever you can get your podcast. It's a great listen. Jake, thanks for the time.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.